This is Dr. Mejia, irritating for the patient, Diana Macias. Medical records 148916, dead breath 18963. Referring physician, Dr. Damasio Pagan. Procedure performed AGD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure March 9, 2022. Indications, dysphagia occurred. Esophageal stricture, post-op-diagnosis. So abnormal barium swallow showing esophageal stricture. Post-op-diagnosis, impression 1, small head or hernia number 2. Mid-esophageal ulcer number 3. Mid-esophageal stricture, next number. Otherwise, normal EGD pure paragraph. Death insertion, second portion of the duodenum. Complications, non-immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Open procedures, by EGD template, pure paragraph. Open procedure, Upper procedure, as per HD template, preparative findings, autofinance, apionoma, preparative esophagus. There's ulceration that extends from mid-esophagus to distal esophagus period. Multiple biopsies were taken. This ulceration has created a stricture. There's some resistance to the passage of the scope in that area, but I was able to pass the scope with minimal resistance period. Paragraph, multiple biopsies were taken, paragraph. There's a small head or hernia present, pure stomach. There's mild disease, retinitis, and antibody body biopsy taken large pyloid, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology report. For pathology report, number 2, anterior inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5. We'll start the patient on protonic, solid milligrams, pure VID. Next number, patient need a repeat EGD, 6 to 8 weeks, to document ulcer healing and to reevaluate for the need of dilation at that time period. Paragraph. End of dictation.